Finally, this hour, we've had all weekend to absorb and think about these words from the president on Friday.
Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. And for those who resist that idea that we should think about something like these stand your ground laws, I just ask people to consider, if Trayvon Martin was of age and armed, could he have stood his ground on that sidewalk?
We've also had more than a week to consider the verdict in the George Zimmerman case, not guilty in the shooting of Trayvon Martin. But for some in America, including the president, and he spoke to us on Friday, it's something that did not begin with this case and will not end with this verdict.
There are very few African-American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. The African-American community is looking at this issue through a set of experiences and a history that doesn't go away.
Question, does that distinct set of experiences the president referred to ultimately divide us as a nation, or can a shared history finally bridge that divide? Was the president a bridge builder on Friday? How has his identity, his place in history, been affected by these events and his response to them? On the line with us is Hermine Hartman, editor-in-chief of Indigo Magazine in Chicago. Hermine has been a frequent guest on this program during the 2012 presidential election and in our discussions of race in America. Hermine, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good day, John. How are you today?
I'm great. Let's talk first about you. In 2012, were very critical of the president not representing African Americans on issues that were of great concern to them. Do you think this is another case where he spoke maybe a little too late, in your view?
I'm glad he spoke, and I'm glad he spoke as he did. I'm glad he spoke as, one, the president of the United States, but I'm glad he spoke as a black man of the United States and spoke to the experiences that the majority of black men in America have, what we teach young men about being careful on the streets and how to be respectful and polite with law enforcement officers so that it does not cause their life. This is a moment. This is a historical moment. It could be a pivotal moment in race relations in America. I'm glad he spoke when he spoke.
How did you think he felt about it? Give me a sense of, was he comfortable going down this road? Was he uncomfortable being this voice, as you could tell on Friday?
I think he spoke from his heart. And in my book, I think Barack Obama is best when he is speaking from his heart. It's authentic. It's real. You know, I think the whole race question and discussion in America has a divide in it. And the divide is real simple. Black people see it one way, and white people see it another way. There's some black experiences that whites don't know about and they don't share. There's some white privilege black America doesn't know about and we don't share. So I think the discussion is honest and very open, and I think very needed.
I want to come back to that issue of the divided set of experiences that you laid out there so eloquently. But listen here to colleague Tavis Smiley on Meet the Press in a roundtable discussion on what President Obama's words really meant in the wake of the Zimmerman verdict. And Tavis Smiley was very, very critical of the president. Listen.
On this issue, you cannot lead from behind. What's lacking in this moment is moral leadership. The country is begging for it. They're craving it. And I disagree with the president respectfully that politicians, elected officials, can't occupy this space on race. Lincoln did, Truman did, Johnson did, President Obama did. He's the right person in the right place at the right time.
Although Tavis Smiley said he was late in coming to the podium. What do you believe? What do you think about what Tavis Smiley said there?
I don't want to get into whether he was late or whether he was early or what. I mean, what's the right time? The verdict was in. We are a country of laws. We live by laws. Do I agree with the verdict? No. I think the verdict is outrageous. John, here's something we've got to put in perspective, and you must remember, and the black community's attitude is never again. We have seen in our country lynchings, and everybody in the town knew who did the lynchings, and no one was arrested or no one was tried or cases were thrown out of court. We have seen Emmett Till. I did a blog, and I call this the Emmett Till of 2013. We saw them walk away, and we also saw them confess after the verdict that they did it. So there's been a history. We cannot look at this in a vacuum. We've got to look at this in a context. The president is aware of this. He knows this. I mean, can you imagine getting arrested, thrown up against the car, handcuffed because you were walking down the street, because you had on jeans and a hoodie, or because you might have been in, quote, the wrong neighborhood? I mean, these are horrendous things that happen every single day in America. Do we need moral leadership? I don't think it's either or. We need both.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Did the president go farther down a road of creating a shared experience because of this incident? Or does he run the risk by speaking perhaps only or largely to African Americans of reiterating, hey, it's a black thing. The rest of America isn't really going to understand. That's
no,
the way it's going to stay.
It's not a black thing. It's an American thing. When you have a kid who cannot walk where his father lives to be killed and for the killer to get off, that's an American thing. There's something wrong with that picture. I think the president has to step up. Now, you got to keep in mind, there was some pressure points because you've got outrage, you've got protests. You had 100 cities marching and protesting at federal buildings. And so that's a pressure point. Politicians respond to pressure. And so I think this we need to look at these laws, but we in America, all of us, we all need to look at our racial attitudes and our racial prejudices, and I think we need some adjustment. And I have a question. My question to white males in America is, why are you afraid of the black male? What is the fear factor?
Is everyone afraid or just George Zimmerman?
It's not just George Zimmerman, because if it was just George Zimmerman, you would not have mass arrests. You could not speak to the experience that the president spoke to, walking in a store and probably with credit cards and probably ready to purchase, and you are followed by guards. President said he had that experience. These are realities. This is not made up, and this is not 100 years ago. This is now, and we need a now discussion on race. Could the president lead it? Perhaps. I don't know if he could lead it, but he certainly needs to be at the table. And he does have the power of the pen. So the president, if you say, I am president of all of the people, of all of America, well, ain't black America part of it too?
A discussion that will build that bridge. That's what we're talking about with Hermeen Hartman, who's the editor-in-chief of Indigo Magazine. Hermeen, thanks so much.
Thank you, John, and look forward to next time.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.